Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into not Substation 2, but a very active Bethel United Methodist Church. We're down here in their gymnasium slash cafeteria slash whatever for the weekly luncheon that they have here to benefit, of course, the men's shelter. And thank you, Charlie Ruffalo, for allowing us to go on the road. A reminder that Straight Talk is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks today as well to our co-sponsor, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. High-speed web, .net is with us again. They allow us to stream our signal 24/7, 365. So here we are, and you know what we're going to do here before we get this gang dispersed? I got a bunch of friends around here and people that I've gotten to know at the YMCA who are also here having their lunch. One of these guys has got a birthday today. His name is Tony, right? So, first of all, I got to say, Tony, what's it feel like to have your birthday publicly smeared all over the airwaves?
Everything else has been smeared. Why not it?
Okay. Now, we're really going to do this right because I want everybody to chip in here. We're going to do a little happy birthday, right? Right? At the sound of three, everybody's going to sing happy birthday. Are we ready now? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tony. Happy birthday to you.
Yo! How about that? That makes your day complete, doesn't it, Tony?
Yep, that does it.
All right, okay. Man of many words, as you can see. All right. I am not going to talk to the guy next to you, at least not yet. I don't want to ruin the show. So let me come up. Emily, go ahead. Emily Sutton, by the way, is the esteemed minister here at Bethel United Methodist Church and the Philadelphia United Methodist Church in York.
That's right. Well, I was going to tell you, Tony, the birthday gentleman today is, he is wonderful. He's here week after week and he delivers meals to people in our community who can't get out of their homes every single week, three different shut-ins in our community. So I just think Tony's an awesome individual.
Yep. Well, this church, Bethel United Methodist Church, is an awesome church. And I just said a little while ago to somebody around here, you all get it in terms of what a church is all about, what a community of believers is supposed to be doing. You've read this book called The Bible, and I think you understand when she's pulling it up on her. She's pulling up Matthew 25. I can just tell it right now.
Yeah. No, Manny, how do you know me that well?
I know, see, Matthew, good old Matthew 25, right, that's right. But you're not going to do a sermon now, are you? No? Okay. So for those who don't know what I'm talking about in terms of you getting it, you're not only doing this luncheon, but you've got a ministry now that is 7 days a week, every night, operating a men's shelter. So give us some background on this.
Well, Manning, I arrived here 8 years ago, and all of this was already happening. So it didn't start with me as the pastor here. It started with these faithful individuals who said, you know, I'm going to live the gospel. I'm not just going to have it preached on Sunday and then leave it at church on Sunday morning and do whatever the rest of the week. They said, I'm going to do this every single day. And so it's faithful individuals like Ruth and Darnell and Pat and Richard and Daryl and Cynthia, and I'm going to leave people out, so I need to stop. It's people who want to live out their faith every single day. This makes this place possible.
So when we talk about living out their faith every day, Richard Murr is with us today, and you hear him on the radio all the time saying, hey, we could use your help. And so does Emily. You're operating how many beds here every night?
We currently have 65 beds available. Last Thursday during the downpour that we had 73 men that night because of the weather. It was driving people in. So we've exceeded our bed capacity. We're back down under 65 right now, but most nights 60 to 65 men.
Now, did I miss something somewhere along the line? Because I thought the last time I checked on this, you had like 45 beds.
Well, we have 37 beds here at Bethel. On November the 10th, we started our winter operational mode. We turned no one away, and we opened up our overflow sites, meaning we occupy churches within our community either on a two-week or a three-week cycle. And we currently have 29 cots down at First Baptist Church here on Dave Lyle that we transport a group of men to nightly and bring back here at Bethel in the morning to get on my ride, Rock Hill, for transportation.
Now, an evening here at Bethel is more than just a place to put your head down. Tell us what the routine is.
It's absolutely more than a place to put your head down. We open at 6 o'clock nightly. We do an intake process where we greet our men in, we sign them in. We have a nightly meal from 6 to 7 p.m. Brought in by a group of community volunteers, whether it be churches, businesses, families. Showers are available in our gymnasium between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. At around 7:30, we kind of hit the brakes, and we transport the men in the overflow there, and we open up the sleeping area here at Bethel and do it again tomorrow.
Well, you have a place where they can take a shower?
We absolutely do. And this is an exciting part of our ministry right now. We currently don't have two showers available. Starting sometime in April, we plan to renovate that end of our gymnasium, and we will have 6 showers, 4 commodes, urinal, 3 sinks, and facilities. So we have been blessed by some grants we've applied for, and we have the funding in place to do this.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, obviously it takes money to operate this place, and you do a lot with donations. People are writing you checks, sending you checks all the time. You got grants, but you also operate this this soup kitchen.
Well, I don't operate the soup kitchen. This lady to my left runs this show, Miss Ruth Culp. And when Richard Murr came to Bethel, I've got to watch people like Ruth, Pat, and Darnell do what they do. And as Emily said earlier, they've done it for decades. So to speak, I'm kind of riding on their coattails, if you will. But it's a blessing to work with them, to watch them work, and they inspire all of us to do better in our daily walk.
Okay, Ruth, did you start this luncheon here?
It was started in 1988 or thereabouts by another lady that was a member of our church at that point in time. I was still teaching at that time. And I retired in 1992. And in the spring of 93, I started helping her and the group that she had going on with feeding our shut-ins and some of the people in the community that were in need. And it began to grow, and she decided to leave our church in 95. And they pointed their finger at me and said, "Will you?" And I said, "I will try." And I have been trying for 25 years. And at first I could do all of the buying and all of the prep and that kind of thing. But I no longer can do that. And that's why Pat and Darnell and Richard and all the others come in and lend a hand and do the things that have to be done that I can't do anymore. But I'm here pointing my finger.
Yeah, and you point the finger very well. Legendary status. They told me when they heard I was going to come over here that I had to find Ruth and talk to Ruth, because Ruth is the nuts and bolts of this weekly gathering over here. Now, since I've been here, I would venture to say, at least 100, 150 more people have been here eating lunch. Am I right?
Even last week when it rained, we served 350 servings of soup.
And the soup is very good, by the way.
And I don't know. I haven't counted, or the fellas haven't counted for me today. I don't know exactly how many have been served today, but we had several people take to shut-ins, people that can't get out anymore, and they ask for servings and soup and the fixings to go with it, and it's delivered to their homes, and they enjoy it there.
Now, the luncheon. This is a weekly luncheon on Thursdays. It doesn't run all year round, though, does it?
January, February, and March on Thursday.
So it takes you 9 months to recover.
That's about it.
So January, February, and March, every Thursday, you and your team are preparing how many sandwiches?
About 40 loaves of bread into sandwiches. That translates into about a dozen sandwiches for each of those 40 loaves.
And I saw a variety. You got ham sandwiches, you got the palmetto cheese, you got peanut butter and jelly.
Well, I make that pimento cheese.
No wonder Jim Vining had two of them.
And I make chicken salad, too. I'll get my plug in here. And the ladies...
Which is better, chicken salad or pimento cheese?
It's not a toss-up. It's a toss-up. I have one customer that will buy a cup of each, and he'll take two pieces of bread. He'll put pimento cheese on one of them and a chicken salad on the other, and he will put them together and eat it like that.
Why not, right?
Why not?
And who does the soups? I mean, today you have vegetable soup and you have potato soup.
We have different people that cook the meat that goes in the vegetable soup, and they bring it and put it in the freezer, and then we get it out and have it ready. We have a couple that comes in about 6 o'clock that opens all the big cans, and I say, put what here? And then we have the frozen potatoes, and Jim came in, and he put the amount in each of the pots for the potato. And
this is not Campbell's soup. This is homemade soup. It tastes great.
We flavor it with a little bit of Campbell's sometimes.
We don't want to give Campbell's any credit now. So the beauty of this luncheon is that there's no menu up here. I mean, you're not paying $5 for this or $2 for that. You're just coming in here, and whatever in your pocket that you can shake loose of, you put in a jar.
That's correct. And if you haven't got something to put in the jar, you get a bowl of soup and sandwich and dessert and a drink anyway, and cornbread muffin. And I have to plug for my sister-in-law, who is 83. She and a group of ladies came on Tuesday and made 20 dozen cornbread muffins.
Are they all gone yet?
I haven't checked.
There's about five left. I'll get you one before you leave.
Yeah, why did you think that I wanted a cornbread muffin? So really, they've got tables lined right down the middle of the gymnasium here with a bunch of boxes on there, and they've got all these sandwiches in plastic bags. Just go down, pick out what you want, get a bowl of soup. They've got a table with desserts on it, and even Charlie McDonald is here. Another Substation 2 regular is here having some lunch, and this has become a tradition for a long, long time. And as I said, I've been here 35 years, and I always think I know a lot about what's going on. And obviously, I'm not as informed as I need to be. I mean, do you find new faces coming in here, Emily, like regularly?
Yeah.
Hold on, Ruth.
We had new ones today that said they had not been here before. They had seen the TV clip, and they came in and said, "What do we do? We haven't been here before." I said, "Well, get your soup and then dig in."
Well, just wait till this gets all over the radio. Next week, it'll be more.
Well, Manning, I don't know if you know, but Ruth is the CN2 Hero of the Week this week, our hometown hero. Did you see that?
I heard about it. I did not see it, but were you surprised when CN2 came in here and laid that hometown hero on you? You're wincing.
I was so tongue-tied, I couldn't talk to them that day. Not very well, anyway.
Well, you sure got over that. You're doing real well this afternoon, I can tell you that.
I've been doing that for 31 years of teaching and 27 years since I retired.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live today from the Bethel United Methodist Church weekly luncheon for the Benefit the Men's Shelter. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, good pharmacy with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Anybody who knows anything about Substation 2, including Emily, knows how this works. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week at Substation 2, prepared right before your eyes. Charlie, you get to participate. We're going to yell out loud at the count of three how we do it. One, two, three.
Garden.
Golly, Dave, preacher, get it right. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people, I like the food, and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are, not at Substation 2, but at the Bethel United Methodist Church in their wonderful gymnasium for their weekly luncheon to benefit the men's shelter. Emily Sutton, the Reverend here, Richard Murr, who runs this place day in and day out. This is a responsibility that you've been undertaking for how long, Richard?
Going on my fourth year, so three continual years.
And you're still smiling.
Yes, I am, because if you were here every night, you would be smiling as well. It's kind of amazing what happens here, and I get to say that just not because I'm here every night, but to watch our community pull together and make all this happen has just been unbelievable.
This business of homelessness is not something that's going to go away. It's everywhere in the country, and it's just a question of how each community manages to deal with the issue. And this is one piece of the Rock Hill puzzle. You all have very much so taken a leadership role in this.
Yeah, we absolutely have. And I don't claim to be a Bible scholar, but it's been around forever and ever, and I don't see it going away. It's just how we're going to handle it. And you're correct. The Rock Hill community is like none other. I have looked into other shelters, talked to other shelters, how they're ran, and they kind of in it all by themselves, so to speak. We have the community behind us. Our city leaders are behind us, businesses, churches, individuals, and it's just been a great thing. It's hard to believe it was just a little under a year ago when we started turning the wheels to stay open year-round. And on November the 10th, this past November the 10th, we achieved a milestone that was remarkable. We had been operational and open for one continual year. So come the 1st of April this year, you know, we're going to clear that hurdle of our first year as a year-round shelter, and things are continue to move in the right direction with this renovation project. Our social worker is just doing amazing stuff with our men, getting them placed. We are excited to, with the Haven, getting ready to move into their new facility over at the Pathways Community Center. That's going to create some opportunities for our men. Starting next week, as a matter of fact, we plan to transfer two of our men over there into their transitional program. So great things are happening here for the Bethel Men's Shelter right now.
So, Emily, the fact that a man can stay here at night, can shower, get a meal, what have you, you have a lot of repeat customers, I'll put it that way. Is there, I mean, do you have a program to try to deal with these gentlemen individually to move them on someplace that will help them get back on their feet and get out of this cycle?
Well, Manning, we are a safe place and a secure place for people to find shelter every single night of the year. So our mission is not to move people through the cycle. That is the Haven's mission. So the Haven is to help transition guys from homelessness into housing. So we're here to be that emergency shelter piece. We're the first step in that step all the way up the continuum of care to entering into housing. So yeah, we are now making recommendations to the Haven. Hey, this guy's ready to take that step. He's ready to move out of this shelter into the Haven. But we're not the agency to push people back into housing. Now, we're going to have case management services to wrap around these individuals and say, hey, get your license. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. This is an agency that might be able to help you with this issue. But we are so big right now. We have 68 to 90 men on our roll right now. And imagine that many people that you're offering case management services to. That's one person to 80 people.
This issue, as the population grows, will continue to grow. It's going to be a certain percentage of the population. Are there other, efforts underway to kind of pick up where, go by your side to help you out with this?
Well, we are looking ahead, yes, and preparing to accommodate more men, if you will. When we had 73 men last Thursday, we have other churches ready to step in to allow us to open an emergency overflow, if you will, to create more space. Our hope and promise is that it will not outgrow us, that with the efforts of the Haven, with our own case manager here, sometimes, as Emily said, we're not set up to do the transitional program, but sometimes transition does happen while the men are here. I had a call from a gentleman that was staying with us a year ago, and he is now happily married in his own home down by Northwestern High School. He sent me pictures from his wedding, and it's just amazing what happened while he was here. Our place allowed him to do was have a place to sleep, catch a shower, while he could work 60 hours a week to get himself out of the situation that he had put his own self into. That's not the case for each man.
Well, as I've said on the air before, I remember having the opportunity to interview one of the residents of the Haven several years ago. Really fine fellow, spoke very, very well. His story was one that many people, I think, experience every week. He went to work one day and was handed a pink slip. Don't need you anymore. And he had a wife and, I believe, two children. Didn't have anything set aside to tide him over. So they made the decision that mom and the kids were going to go back to her mother's house, somewhere in Virginia, I think it was, to stay with them while he tried to figure out how he was going to start his life over again. And he went to the Haven. Haven got him into their programs, got him retrained, had him on Straight Talk one day. It was amazing how articulate this guy was. And his resume was really quite substantial. And long story short, he got back up on his feet, got his family reunited, got a house back over their head, and they're on their way. But, you know, that kind of story can happen to anybody, anytime. There's not very many people that can go without a paycheck more than a week or two.
Yes, I mean, that's statistically, I mean, if you look at our country right now, most families are living paycheck to paycheck and don't have a huge amount of savings, and a lot of folks are in debt. And so, one hard hit, and anyone could be in this situation. And so we're grateful to be able to offer a safe place, a warm place, a sheltered place without any rain pouring down on you, and a place where folks can shower and get a meal. We're grateful to be able to do exactly what Jesus asked us to do.
Okay, so how can we help out Bethel United Methodist Church? I mean, you're up and operating. You're about to expand your operations in terms of more showers and laundry and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we always need volunteers. I think it's very good for people to come and get engaged and to learn about what we do. Hands-on is the best thing. And we will need continual and never-ending funding, I mean, in what we do. I mean, we do apply for grants, but our community is a large part of what we do in monetary donations and in-kind donations, meaning the foods that are the meals that are brought every night. I mean, these volunteers put this on themselves. I mean, that's feeding 65 men a night is an expensive undertaking, and we realize our volunteers are doing it on their own. So come visit us 6 to 9 p.m. Reach out to our website, BethelMenShelter.org, and we'll be glad to walk you around and show you what we do.
Just get a little bit of taste of it, and you'll find out how good you'll feel if you get involved in this process. Right, Emily?
That's exactly right. We want you to visit our website, BethelMenShelter.org. There you can give. You can find out exactly what our needs are right now. We update that monthly so that there is a list of exactly what we need. And in addition to that, it tells you how many people we have served. And I would want you to know that we have served over 200 different individuals since April 1st. So it's not always repeat folks here. We've served over 200 different individuals since April 1st. And Manning, I want you to put this date down. October 3rd, 2020, 11:30 to 2:30. Love our neighbor community events. You know, we had our committee meeting Monday night. We set the date. We talked about what went great last year, what we can do better. And so we are really looking forward to our annual Love Our Neighbor community event on October 3rd, 2020. You know, I had to make my plug, Manning.
That's quite all right. It's not a problem. Come hungry because they got more food here than you can imagine. Yeah, I don't want to let this opportunity leave me. I'm always saving the best for last, you know. I always kid these guys. These are guys that I hang out with at the Y early in the morning. This is Mr. Roger. I love the treadmill. Roger, tell everybody who you are.
Roger Crump.
Roger Crump. You can say that a little clearer, can't you?
Roger Crump.
You come here every week?
Yeah. Here this year I have.
And this is something that is more than a meal.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure it is. I like to help Miss Ruth out anytime I can. She deserves it. She deserves the recognition that she's getting now. She got it earlier.
Well, we're giving her plenty of it now, Roger.
There you go. Time to show up.
And if somebody's out there who recognizes your voice, who hasn't been here before, what would you say to them as to why they need to get here?
Oh, come on down. It's good food. The soup's always good. And besides that, the donations go well deserved.
All right, Roger. You're a man of many words.
Hey, surely.
All right, Tony and Roger, we thank you for what you've done. Another guy who hangs out here on Wednesday is our own Jim Vining, who's got 15 or 20 seconds. Why do you come here to have lunch?
Well, because I heard that the famous Manning Kimmel was going to be here, and I wanted to thank him or congratulate him on that huge achievement that he got last week.
All right, now why do you really come here? Come on.
That is the reason why.
Nah, you come here to support this ministry. Come on.
Most definitely. And the food's great. Food's great.
As a guy who's been so active in education and helping these kids for so many years, he finally hung it up here recently, but he's back. Emily, thank you for all that you do. Thank you, everybody who has shown up here, all the volunteers that make this warming center what it is. It wouldn't be here without you all getting involved. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from the Bethel United Methodist Church, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, now, Emily, you're going to get this straight now. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. As loud as you can now. 1, 2, 3, everybody.
Fly, fly, fly. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. All right. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.